Hey guys, how you guys doing today? I just feel like coming on here. I haven't been on my podcast for a while now. I've been suicidal with everything I've been going on in my life, and I forgot about the true meaning of my life and what's most important. And I'm apologize to God Almighty for that. But I'm just here today to talk some personal stuff. Like, I'm not gonna be reading the Bible. I'm just gonna be sharing some little detailed stories about how it's not easy working as a Christian in this day and time. A lot of affliction, a lot of things come your way, and you backslide a lot. I am a living testimony every day. I backslide every day, and I'm not ashamed to say it, and I confess my sins every day to the Lord Almighty. It's not easy, especially being alone and single. It's kind of like a little bit tough for me, and it's just the grace that sustains me. It's the grace that keeps me going, and I just want to come on here to see or hear some points from you guys based on what you think on your walk with Christ, how things are going. Because for me, it's not easy. I'm in my thriving moment right now. Things are really tough in the sense that it's hard nowadays for me to read my Bible. My spiritual life is going dead, and I'm so overwhelmed by everything that's going around me, and I try my best to stay focused and be connected to God, but it's hard. I try so hard. I keep trying because the Holy Ghost is with me. But just to let you guys know, it's not easy. I face temptation every day. Things that I shouldn't be doing, I do. It's not funny, but it's kind of sad. Things I should be like dodging, things I shouldn't be even looking towards. I look towards those stuff. Things were. You might say, oh, that's not, it's okay. You can listen to worldly music. You can do that. It's not bad. It is bad because you know what? The devil is in control of the world. He's in control of the worldly music and stuff like that. So he used the stuff to track you, to keep you grounded and make you forget about your true purpose. And I've been facing my challenge. I've been facing my tribulation. It's not easy, but the grace of God has kept me. He has sustained me up to this day. So I was like just laying here in bed, and I was like, what can I say? It's like, I don't have nothing to say. I'm not like perfect, but at least if I'm like at least walking the walk, not just talking and talk, but walking and walk, it'll be great. But I am not. It's like lately, it's kind of sad. It's so sad for me. It's hard. So I'm just praying to God to help me. And I'm asking each and every one of you, keep me in your prayers. I really need prayers. I need God mercy. I need God grace to sustain me. I need Him to give me the strength to keep doing His work. It shouldn't just be one day and I'm excited to talk about Him the next day and I'm excited to do something else. This is not what I really want. This is not what I vision. This is not what I thought it was going to be. But the devil is fighting it, but I know my God is greater than any other things out there. So keep me in your prayers that God will strengthen me, God will like God me in every ways that I need to be guided to do His work, to share His word to nations. So I was just lay here and like, I'm gonna just go and say this because it's been on my heart and it's been so heavy on my heart. And it's kind of sad that I pray every day that I need to get closer to God. But the more I pray to get closer to Him, the more farther I see myself coming away from Him. It's not easy. I know it's not common. I know it's the attack from the devil, but I just need strength. I feel I'm empty. I am empty. My spirit is empty. My spirit's longing for something and it's lacking something. And I'm just so weak in the spirit. I'm so weak. And I pray every day, I'm like, God, help me. So I really need prayers. I need prayers. I really look down on myself a lot of times. So I really need prayers that God will strengthen me to do His work. You give me, He will empower me to do what He wants me to do. It's not one day I'm happy talking about the Lord and His goodness, and the next day I'm doing something worldly, something ungodly, something that is not even appropriate, something that is not even a representation of God. So I'm just praying to God for His grace, His mercy. I'm praying for prayers that He's going to keep me grounded, He's going to keep me straightened, that I will be able to do His work, that others will hear His work through my voice and they will be blessed. Just by me saying something, they shall be blessed. So I need to reach to that point where I need God's grace to be able to move through me. But right now I'm going through a trial time of tribulation where the devil is attacking from all corners, trying to put things in my face that is so nice and try to make me lose focus, and it's not easy. So I'm praying for grace. I'm praying for God to keep me focused on Him. I want to look only onto Him and do His work, and that's all I'm praying for. Bible said, what 2 or 3 are gathered in His name, He's there. So I believe by your prayers to keep me going, I know I will be able to do what He wants me to do. I'm so grateful that I have a life to be able to say, God, thank you. I'm so grateful that He has given me the opportunity. He has given me the position to be able to do what He wants me to do. But I cannot do it when I'm weak. I cannot do it when I'm like just relaxing and thinking that it's going to be done. I cannot do it when everything is going so good in my life and I'm like, okay, now I can put you aside. I can't do that. So I need God's grace. Things that shouldn't be able to fold my eyes, things that I shouldn't just say, yes, it's going good, so God, you can relax. I don't need that. I need to have Him 24 hours. My spiritual life is weakening every day, and I know by God's grace and prayers from you guys, I shall give my strength back in the name of Jesus. Let me just leave you guys, and I just want to share this. It's just been on my heart, and I was like, let me just share it. I just need a prayer. I'm getting weaker every day, and I don't like it. So by just asking for a prayer, don't hurt anybody, please. I'm forever grateful that God gave me the grace to be and the boldness to open my mouth to even say it, because it's been on my chest for so long. But I'm grateful to God. I'm forever grateful, Lord. And I'm thanking everyone that took the time to listen to me. I hope you guys have a blessed day. Have a blessed night. Wherever you are, may God increase you in your wisdom, your knowledge, in your walk with him in the name of Jesus. I pray that you see what God has for you and you be fulfilled in your calling. May his grace sustain you and bless you and keep you going. And we shall finally say, indeed, we have a great and mighty God. We shall finally say, indeed, we serve a faithful God, because his grace is sufficient in our life. So I pray that you be sufficiently stable under his covering, sufficiently stable in his presence. Whatever you plan in your heart to do for the kingdom of God, may it come to pass in the name of Jesus. Whatever you plan to do for the work of God, to extend your hands to many out there, may it come to pass in the name of Jesus. Let God be with each and every one of us. I love you with the love of God, and you have a wonderful and blessed night. Bye.